Lando was so stunned, he actually let his jaw drop.
"You killed Lou?"
he gasped.
"Are you crazy? He..."
"Maybe Lou is dead,"
Han said. It wasn't like Lando to let anything shake him during a negotiation, and the fact that he was allowing his shock to show made Han worry about what else his friend might let slip.
"Or maybe Gev here is just trying to see if you really have pull with the senator."
Gev smirked in his direction. "A fine idea, Captain Solo. But I'm afraid the news is true. We heard it this morning." She turned to the dealer, then added, "I'm sure we weren't the only ones."
"I did hear some gossip,"
the Duros said warily, clearly seeing Gev in a dangerous new light.
"But you know how unreliable these kinds of rumors can be in the Rift."
"Not this one," Gev said, turning back to Lando. "But whoever killed Senator Wool, it wasn't a Mandalorian. We're mercenaries, not assassins."
"I wasn't aware there's a difference,"
Lando replied. His eyes grew hard again.
"But Lou's death doesn't change my offer."
Gev shrugged.
"Maybe not. But you're a fool if you think Kratheus will even consider it."
"And you're a fool if you think he wouldn't want to hear it,"
Lando replied. Gev remained silent for a moment. Then her gaze slid toward the two huge pots sitting on the sabacc table.
"If I deliver the message, what's in it for me?"
Han snorted.
"Sorry. There's business, and then there's sabacc."
He sneaked a look at his chip cards and was happy to see that the 9 of sabers had changed into a 3 of staves, giving him a bit more breathing room.
"If you want those pots, you'll have to win them."
Gev sighed, then flipped her chip cards over, revealing an ace of sabers and a mistress of flasks. She had exceeded a score of 23 and bombed out.
"It wasn't my money anyway."
She pushed her remaining tokens toward the dealer, then said,
"Put those back on the voucher, please. I'm done here."
The Duro scowled, no doubt unhappy that his game was proceeding in such a disorderly fashion, but reluctantly accepted the tokens and began to count. Lando leaned back in his chair and said,
"Tell Kratheus he has 2 days to say yes."
Gev rose and studied Lando until the dealer returned her deposit voucher, then said,
"Actually, I won't be the one telling him."
Han frowned.
"What's that supposed to mean?"
Gev gave him a cold smile.
"It means you can tell him yourself, Captain Solo."
She looked toward the observation rail and nodded.
"You're coming with us."
Han glanced over and saw 6 security guards approaching, all with blaster pistols in hand.
"What are you, nuts? You think you're taking me hostage?"
Gev shook her head.
"No. I'm collecting a bounty. The Krefs put 1,000,000 credits on you."
She smirked.
"I bet it feels like old times for you. But lucky for me, the Krefs pay better than Jabba the Hutt."
"Come on, you're kidding, right?"
Han glanced at Dina, but she looked as confused as he was.
1,000,000 credits? I don't believe it."
"Does it look like I'm kidding?"
Han eyed the cadre of guards.
"Maybe not,"
he said.
"But 1,000,000 credits? What for?"
Gev shrugged.
"The Krefs don't like you much. Or maybe they're commissioning a carbonite wall hanging."
She motioned for him to stand.
"Now, please don't make me have you blasted. The bounty's only half if I kill you."